Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Of course, we're coming back now to give you some insight into the market performance, company news and results that have been released so far today. And you might recall that earlier this year, we saw the listing of We Buy Cars, a company that is very familiar to many South Africans, essentially operating in the dynamics and the business of selling vehicles, especially within the pre-owned vehicle space. Unbundled from Transaction Capital, listed in April this year, and has managed to report a 23% increase in its core headline earnings as a measure of profit. To tell us more, we're joined by Chief Strategy Officer at We Buy Cars. We Buy Cars. Willem Klopper, who joins us now for more. Willem, good to touch base with you and speak to you again. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Google. Good evening to your listeners.
Fantastic. Firstly, congratulations on your earnings. And I can imagine that much of the market has been anticipating these numbers as your maiden results that have been released. But help us contextualize, I guess, the growth that we've seen here and the 23%.
Yes, thank you for the compliment. Yes, it's been a positive 12 months for us. And I think a lot of credit goes to the We Buy Cars team, in the automotive space in South Africa. That growth is really driven by additional market share that we've gained with positive volumes. We've also made some clever adjustments on our expense lines to make sure that we keep our income statement in check. Overall, I think it's a very positive performance from the whole team, and I think it's reflected in the share rallied so nicely over the last 7 months. Mm.
I do see, of course, the market dynamics have worked in your favor in terms of the decline or cuts in interest rates, and I guess steadiness in terms of South Africa's economic growth, which might have had an impact on consumer spending. But help us contextualize who your consumer, a customer is, and what we've witnessed in terms of the growth, particularly within their pockets, which translates into vehicle sales.
Firstly, We Buy Cars sort of prides itself that it buys all vehicles on the South African roads, be they 1 month old or 20 years old. So we really try and serve the whole car park. So all South Africans are essentially our clients on the buying and selling side. I think a few additional clients have become clients over the last few years. With the entry of more affordable new vehicles on the lower end, and the old historic, more expensive vehicles, the Mercedes, BMWs of this world, struggling and losing out to particularly Asian and Chinese entrants. So more and more of those clients have become our clients, and we've acquired more of those vehicles. And as the South African consumer, as a collective, is feeling economic pressure, I think more people who traditionally would have bought new have moved to the used space. So we've definitely gained new customers over the last 3 or 4 years. And I think We Buy Cars' philosophy of giving transparent information about their used vehicles also increased the trust that consumers can have in used vehicles. So all of those factors, I think, have played into the consumer's mind and sort of helped us build trust and allow those consumers to shop confidently at We Buy Cars.
We had an interesting question from our market commentator, who is not only naturally impressed by the numbers and the earnings that have come through today, as well as the enabling environment that contributes to your growth. But perhaps if you could give us some insight into your strategy as to how long it will likely take for you to see significant growth in your commercial vehicle sales in comparison to passenger vehicles.
Yes, I heard the comment from the market commentator. Yes. It is an exciting space for us, but it's still extremely small. We've done it for years, but really tried to have an additional focus on the commercial vehicles over the last 24 months. So in unit terms, we are up 40% from the previous year, but it's of quite a low base. I think it's an optimistic space for us. We've increased that team. We are gathering further data in that space, but it's a very long way away, I think, from having sort of the same market share as we have in a normal passenger vehicles, where we sort of try and calculate it as a percentage of used vehicle registration. So we're probably at between 10 and 12%, where in the commercial space we are very, very small still.
I'm assuming there are ambitions to grow there. Is that part of the strategy going forward? And what aspects might influence the growth strategy there?
Yes, we're definitely keen to gain that market share, but the amount of capital we have at risk is still small. As we get more data and see, we might have a sort of better or more insights on the data that we collect. That is really our competitive advantage in the normal passenger vehicles. So if we are able to really distinguish ourselves in that space, then there's really a lot of market share that we can gain. And the strategy for now is to really learn as fast as possible and see how that sort of book performs and how those assets perform. We've dedicated a new space across the road from the Dome supermarket specifically for those vehicles. So we've got a lot of space there to learn and grow. And as the profits sort of show that it's worth it, we'll definitely increase the amount of money that we have at risk in the commercial vehicle space.
Mm-hmm. I can imagine that the outlook in terms of interest rates going forward in South Africa, perhaps continuing to be cut, bodes favorably for your business going forward. So as we look ahead, help us unpack key trends, not only in terms of vehicle sales, but the kind that might be purchased, and of course, how that speaks to your strategy you'll implement going forward.
That's a great question. I think you can, if we look back 2 years or 3 years when there was that real boom in used vehicles, you can sort of see those similar trends, reduced interest rates, some positive consumer sentiment will all really help the whole motor industry, but we buy cars also. So where it would make a big difference for us is specifically on slightly newer vehicles, where the banks typically are comfortable to finance those vehicles. We can then adjust our buying strategy and be a bit more aggressive when acquiring those vehicles to make sure we have the right sales mix to meet the need of the amount of applications it will see. A reduced interest rate, lower inflation, lower or higher consumer confidence will all increase the South African consumers' propensity to take on debt. So our finance and insurance part of our business will definitely grow, and that's probably where we'll see the biggest uplift.
Got you. Such a pleasure speaking to you, Willem. We'll leave it there for today, but excited to see and hear more around the business going forward. And of course, witnessing some amazing trends that you've been able to see at the front line of it all. Thank you again for your time.
Thank you, Guguletu, and thank you for your listeners.
Thank you. That's Willem Klopper, Chief Strategy Officer at We Buy Cars, helping us unpack their numbers so far here today. As mentioned, the reading that we're reflecting on is the core headline earnings, which is up by 23%.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.